Study Day Torah, Manage the Aleph Kislev Tov Shnayin Ches, Rabbi Yehuda Steinberg.
Hey, good morning. Good Chodesh. I'm sorry if I came late. It took longer than I expected, a cold car. Bye, sir. As the weather changes and it gets very, very cold, unfortunately a lot more people get not well. Flus, colds, coughs. And it gives us the opportunity, chiyuv of a tremendous mitzvah of bikur cholim. It's one of the things the Chazal tell us, Adam Oichel Peri saying, Ba'ilom Azeh, Va'ken Kayemes Lo'ilom Abo. That a person gets to enjoy this world and in the next world. The Chazal says that Peri Ba'ilom Azeh means that a person is Zeicher to wealth, to health, and to everything that a person wants if he's Zeicher to Mekayem the Mitzvah B'Kol Cholim correctly. I was told to start off this small story. There was once a big miser, very selfish person, and the poor man knocks on his door and asks him for some money, and he doesn't want to give away any money, so he finds some food in the fridge which is completely rotten, and he gives it to him, and the poor man, being so hungry, eats it. That what happens is the poor man gets very ill, so he goes to visit him, and then eventually the poor man dies. So this miser says to his wife, see how many mitzvahs you can do, as ich to do tzedakah, chdosh. That's not the way that we should be doing it. Bikur cholim is a tremendous mitzvah. It's a entire siman in Shulchan Aruch, how to make the mitzvah. I just want to read quickly a Gemara in Nedarim. There's a whole amud of Gemara in Nedarim describing the wonderful mitzvah of Bikur cholim. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Bikur cholim is a filu meir pamim bayoyim, even 100 times in one day you've got mitzvah bikur cholim. And the Chazal say, in at yudea matan schon shal mitzvahs, and then the Gemara brings the famous halacha that every person who's not well takes away a 60th, we'll come back to that in a moment. I'm just going to go into more into the chashivus of mitzvah first. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva once went to visit somebody, and he cleaned the floor and he washed in front of him, and he said, Rabbi Echisoni, you revived me. So Rabbi Akiva came out and said, anybody who's not mevake chelim, kilu shofech damim. It's as if a person who's not mevake chelim is guilty almost of murder. And the Chofetz Chaim, when that was chesed, Be'emes talks about this trinus avichos, that every person's got a chiyuv, every tzibur's got a chiyuv to make groups that will go to every person. And then the Gemara brings a very interesting to Gemara. The Gemara says, come avake es achel, if you visit somebody, nitzel medino shal gehenem, shenema ashrei maskil el dol, boyemo yem al teyu Hashem. Ashrei maskil el dol. Dol is referring to somebody who's not well. Maskil is somebody who thinks about how to help him. Biyemo yem al teyu Hashem. Hashem will save him for a bad day. So a person who's avake achel is nitzel medino shal gehenem. And then the Gemara carries on, not only is in Nitzel Medina Shal Gehenem, Hashem saves him from the Yetzer Hara, Hashem saves him from all sorts of Yisurim, and everybody will be mechabed him, and he'll have good friends. The Gemara goes on and on, all the different schar that a person gets from Vakir Sachayla. There's a very, very interesting Keren Oiva, very interesting Santa Keren Oiva. He says that, why is it that somebody who doesn't visit somebody is almost as if it's a shofech damim? That's why the usual human psychology says, what happens is sometimes somebody's not well. The person's too lazy, too busy, doesn't go and visit him. Then he thinks in the back of his mind, when I meet him next, it'll be very embarrassing. So this is what Kernoia says. He thinks to himself, oh, maybe he won't get better, then I won't visit him. So there's like a sneaking tefillah that this person should die from his illness. So therefore he says, that's why it's all vakis achir, kilo shofech damim. It's a very epidech, drush. But it just gives a certain lashon of the Gemara, how much schar there is. Besides for being saved from Gehenna, the Gemara carries on, maschor, b'ilo, mazeh, all the different rewards that a person gets. The Gemara's lashon is ashrei maskil eldo. Maskil comes from the shosh, the word seichel. A person needs to have a tremendous amount of chokhba and seichel when visiting a chayla. There's a story from Yitzchak Yeruchim Brodiansky. He just sees what he says it, but it's like a posh tazach. But he says like this: he was once not well. He was lying in hospital, and he had fallen asleep. And somebody came in and woke him up. He said, "I wanted to daven for you, and therefore wanted to know your mother's name." And he was very, very worked up. He said, "Finally, a person not well, but a supported thing is they should be able to sleep. And in the hospital, how difficult it is. And here you're coming to wake me up to daven for me." There's a certain maybe you want to be able to daven for him afterwards as well. I hear. But Ashe Maskilil Dol, a person has some certain amount of seichel when the person visits a door. And Bemis the Gemara there goes on with many halachas. The Gemara says you shouldn't visit somebody the first 3 hours of the day and the last 3 hours of the day. The first 3 hours of the day, a person looks very good. And what will happen is if you visit him, you won't be encouraged to daven for him. The last 3 hours of the day, a person doesn't look good at all, and you'll give up on davening on him. But you see that there's a chokhmah that the Gemara carries on, that a person shouldn't visit somebody who is a chile b'nei ma'ayim, somebody who has stomach aches because it's embarrassing for him. A person shouldn't visit somebody who's got a chile einayim, somebody who's got a difficulty with his eyes, because for such a person it's very difficult to talk. There's a tremendous amount of ashrei maskil eldor, that a person has to use his chokhmah when he visits somebody not well. There's a sefer called Yikra Dechaya, and he says a very nice point. He says that people think that nowadays that we have hospitals and the health system, I mean, he's not talking about the NHS. I don't think if he saw the NHS system, he might have been less impressed. But he's talking about 100 years ago, where you see that people, there was a doctor, there was hospitals. And you think to yourself, if that's the case, why am I mechuv in Bikur Cholim? And he's very marich. Chaim also mentions it, that how important it is, at the end of the day, he says, even inside the doctors themselves, they're not machshiv somebody who doesn't have visitors, therefore themselves it's important beside that. And he says many times they are very busy and they don't always have the time to be able to help every chile and whatever he needs. So a person shouldn't say to himself, I'm potter from the mitzvah because there's a whole health system in place. Faket, the zechiv is just as great. Be'ebes, this is a mitzvah that many of us do. And a person has to be aware that it's a kedai, it's not just kedai, it's a chiyuv to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah. Many mitzvahs of an adam l'chaveva, a person sometimes does offhand without realizing he's actually doing a mitzvah, paying on time, looking after somebody else's chefetz if you're a shema, hilchaseichin. There's many mitzvahs, a person has to be careful to mekayim, he's being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a very, very important mitzvah. And when a person is mechavan l'shem mitzvah, not only is he zeicher that he's mechavan, according to those rishonim especially, that he's not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, he's not mechavan mitzvah, but also it changes the entire mahus of the mitzvah. The person realizes that he's doing a mitzvah because Hashem Baruch Hu told him so. It changes the whole attitude towards the mitzvah. Then Mr. Rishonim will ask the kasha as to why we don't make a brocha on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. B'emes it's a l'choy, one should make a brocha. Hashem Kedushan Mitzvah Yisrael Mitzvah Noah Bikur Cholim. I ask the question, only to that there should be ma'oret. Imagine if a person, every time he walked into somebody's house to visit him, he would make a brocha, a person would have a whole new appreciation of the mitzvah, which unfortunately one sometimes doesn't have, if it doesn't. But even though we don't make a brocha, a person should at least be machshiv, he's doing him kindness to say, v'olachta b'dvocha, v'chinuch is v'imarech, about the chashivus of Bikur Cholim. I just say one or two points as to why we take a don't make a mitzvah, why we don't make a bracha. The Rashba in Shuvas Chelik Aleph says that no mitzvah. Oh, see, no, okay. So he says, but not lechaveh, we don't make a mitzvah in case the person doesn't want it, and therefore it will be a bracha lebatolim. The Zohar says even more interesting. The Zohar says we don't make a bracha on Bikur Cholim because we only make a bracha on the mitzvah that you have to do every so often. The Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah tzmidis. You constantly have to do it, like the mitzvah of Emunah. We don't make a bracha, the mitzvah of Emunah, because you mechuyev it all the time. When will you make the bracha? From the minute that you're born, to the minute the person's lifter, he's mechuyev the mitzvah of Emunah. He says the same thing with the Bikur Cholim. A person is obligated all the time to do Bikur Cholim. You can't make a bracha, you chayev it all the time. The Ravid says, this is brought down more in halacha, that whenever there's something which causes pain to somebody else, we don't make a bracha. So for example, stoker, where a person is giving money to somebody who's poor, so he's struggling, or b'kocholim, we don't make a bracha because it sounds as if we're happy that this situation came to be, when really we'd prefer that nobody should get not well. So the rabbi would say either because of the fact that it's a bit tzmidis, or because maybe the person won't accept it, won't be happy with the visit, or finally because it's a kilkul achevim, that's what the rabbi would say, we don't make a bracha. There's a Keren Adavid that holds that we don't make a bracha on any mitzvah which is obvious. Keren Adavid says, since it's a mitzvah muskelis, it's a mitzvah which even Hashem wouldn't have told us we would have done it, we don't make a bracha. But the ikkud nekud is we should be aware that the fact that we don't make a bracha doesn't make it less of a mitzvah. Just like, yeah, Shev Dishanuat, Shmuat Kol Shofar. Everybody gets very excited doing a mitzvah, Shmuat Kol Shofar. We do b'kocholim, it's not less of a mitzvah. We don't make a bracha for a variety of reasons, not because it's a less of a mitzvah. And the person should be machshiv the mitzvah. The Rizach Zilberstein in the Sefer says very interesting, it's an important point. He says, Be'emes, there are three different aspects to why we do b'kecholim, three chalokim of the mitzvah. One is to daven. Be'emes, the Chochmas Adam uses zaloshen. If a person doesn't daven for a chayla, he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah. It's a very big chalok of going to mevake chayla, is to go to daven for a person. We mentioned earlier, the Gemara says that the mitzvah b'kecholim is afilu me'o p'amim b'yoyim, even 100 times a day. He brings from a rosh, that why should a person visit somebody 100 times in one day? Because there's such a thing as eis rotzon. So there's certain times when the person's tefillah is more mekubal. So therefore, if you go, a person visits regularly, and every time he davens, maybe the tefillah will get to it at a certain stage. It's Mordecai with the hair. The Meisah, so that's one of the chalokim is to daven. To daven. Mentioned earlier about somebody who doesn't visit, so he has a hepech tikkat tefillah. I was thinking that the Defiyeh we were doing about the roitzchim would daven, the kengodah should die. You see the krach of a tefillah of a person, even when he's a selfish tefillah, and even when he's only thinking of his own gain, how would the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim would try so hard to avoid such tefillahs. So what the chelak of the chelim is to daven for the chelim. Second thing he brings is to help him. That's the story we had with the Akiva, that when the Akiva came to visit the chelim, he broomed the floor, and he poured water over the floor to settle the dust. And he brings one of the shaydim, says inside the zech, that what were the Akiva came to visit, what was everybody else doing? So he said, for Loshon the Gemara is mashma, the person didn't need anything. He didn't need. And that's why when Akiva came in, all he could find to do was to broom the floor. It doesn't say he fed him and he gave him to drink. Which is mashma, that this chayla had all his needs taken care of. And what Rabbi Akiva came along with Mechadish is that's a mistake. That a person sometimes thinks that somebody who's not well, I'm sure he has everything that he needs. So Rabbi Akiva came in, and all he could find to do was to broom the floor. And even that revived the person. Many times a person is not well, the person thinks, okay, he's got this, he's got that. What else could he possibly need? Forget. That Rabbi Akiva was Mechadish to his Talmidim, that he managed to find something which they hadn't even thought of. And that's how he helped the Chayla. So the second chelek of bikur cholim, not just the daven, but is to find ways to help. The lashon bikur cholim is the lashon that we talk about bikur of a korban, to look, to see, mevaka, to check, what is that I could do to help. It's inside, as a pasuk of Shir Hashim, maybe we'll get a chance to Shir Hashim more, is that pasuk says, Sabchudi ba'ashisho, sabtudi ba'tapuchim, ki chela sahav oni. And there's a sign to lashon in the Medrash. The Medrash says that a person, before he's not well, he can eat whatever he wants, he can sleep wherever he wants, but once a person's not well, he has to have only certain kinds of food and certain kinds of beds and certain kinds of clothes, otherwise he's not able. And that's also an important aspect to be aware of, that a person who's a chayla, a normal person can eat whatever food, a bit cold, a bit hot, not particularly tasty, he'll have an appetite, usually a person can eat. Forget, the person is a chayla, he needs to get extra good food and extra care. And that's why the entire hospital meals might be look alright for the person visiting, but for a person who is actually chayla, it's very hard to eat, he needs an appetite. So the world is, you see, that in the bikkur cholim, a person has to care to check for even, that he should have even a better standard of care than what he himself would need. That's a murderous thing to think about. I mean, Solosh and Medish is talk about something else, but Sabchudi, a person has to find even better quality food, even a better bed. And finally, there's a Loshna Ramban, Sefer Torah Sa'odom, very important Ramban, that he says that part of Bikur Cholim is the Reimim Ruchoy. He's ma'arich about it, that a person who visits the Cholim, he has to find ways to lift up his spirit, to make a person feel better about himself. And he said the person should come in with a pleasant expression, with his joy, not tell him stories that might pull him down. Other people come in and talk about some Yenem who's not well and Nebuchadnezzar is even worse. Sometimes a person without realizing can pull a person chayla even worse. And a person has to be l'roi me'muchoy to think of different ways to make a person feel better about himself. As I say from Roi Mesod that we mentioned earlier, all the different schar that a person gets for going to visit the chayla. We said besides for being saved from Gehenna, he'll get covered, he'll get... he'll be saved from Yisurim and he'll be saved from the Yetzirah. So the Sefer HaMesada says very interesting. He says, because when a person does Bikur Cholim, there are many different aspects. One is that he davens for him and he's over him also to Tefillah. So that's why he can midah saved from the Yetzirah, because he brings Ruchnias into Yenem's life, so he's saved from Yetzirah as well. And he gets covered. Because when the person mevaker chayla, one of the things that he does is gives a cover to the chayla. As we said earlier, the doctors themselves see who gets more visitors and who's getting more covered. So you mevaker chayla, you're giving him a covered, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives the person covered as well. And then he won't get yisurim. It's also midah keneged midah. When the person mevaker chayla and he helps him with sort out his troubles, so then what happens is he himself is zeicha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will look after him. So it's saved from Yisurim, midah keneged midah, that he's helping the chayla be saved from Yisurim. Oh. So you mentioned this important point. As Chazal say that somebody who comes to visit a chayla is noted echad v'shishim. So the Maaser, the Ben Yoyada says, a person shouldn't chas v'shalom think that we're going to visit somebody, you'll end up at the 60th of the illness. He said, avada in adam nizak b'mitzvah. A person never suffers anything from doing a mitzvah. You never lose out of doing a mitzvah. So he says, what's been doing to Lechad Mishishim? So he says like this, that in the effort that you do, I mean, it's not an idea, in the effort that you do to visit the chayla, you yourself have gone through a certain amount of frustration and effort. And it's like, Shvorchu, it's called Yisolarev, we're all one. And therefore, Akshvochu, the Midas HaDin decided that this is how much din there should be in the world. By you going to visit him, so what happens is you've taken away a bit of his suffering and you put it on yourself. And therefore, Akshvochu is Bumarachim on the Chayla. And then he's Marich, that this is what he calls a common fact of the Shvorchu, that you've given up from your effort in order to help Yenem. That's the best of chesed and korban that you can do. Oh, yeah, Shteit Dakiv Ge Ben Gilui, and the Machlokes Hashonim, Ben Gilui means the same age or the same mazel. Okay. Santa saw for Shem Zamu once wrote about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. He said the Chazal tell us that we learn it from the mitzvah, Leleches, what's the Lashon of the Gemara, Vayelchu, to go after Hashem. So the Chazal say the Leleches is referring to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. He says many times people make a very big mistake in Bikur Cholim is that they stay on and on. And Chazali says, dash of word of going, that a person should come and go. And he said that he saw Rabbi Aryeh Levine, a very interesting time, Hogam, that what would happen is he would go and visit the Chayla, he would take off his hat and jacket, sit there as if he's going to be there for a long time, he's very excited, important visit, and yet he was always gone in less than 10 minutes. He said, it's a Santan Hogam, Rabbi Aryeh Levine. Now a person has to understand that it's not a mitzvah which a person is supposed to like stay on and on. Sometimes for care, just visiting. When he brings a wife from the Gemara, the Gemara says that a person can visit a filubeir parim bayoyim. And if you, as we mentioned earlier, the Gemara also says not the first 3 hours of the day and not the last 3 hours of the day, because the first 3 hours a person sees the person very well and the last 3 hours very unwell. So without 6 hours of the day, you could still visit 100 times in a day. So you see, sometimes Bikur is just to come in, there's anything you could do, or think of you, down, they're going to get out. A person doesn't need to be matriach on the chayla and sit there for a very long time. It's something to be misoiro. It's something to be, to think about. This is all part of the ashrei maskilel dor that a person has to have a chochma with it. It's in Santa Zach, is that... Chaznish, the story of Chaydai was Chaznish went to visit his nephew, Chaim Shaul Kovelitz. And Chaim Shaul Kovelitz, the Chaznish is coming to visit him, so he got out of his bed to greet him. And Chaznish said to him, you're being over the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And the people there thought that he was joking, because he said that you've got a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim on yourself. The people thought he was joking, but after Chaznish wrote it in, it's in Sefer Kovitz Igros, if you look inside Chilik Aleph, I think it's Kuflamot Ches, and Kuflamot Ches, he writes there, that there's a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which is a mitzvah chashuvad ba'oid, on yourself. That if a person is not well, and the doctor's given him a certain medication to take, the doctor's given him certain things to do, to rest in bed, then he's got a chiyuv of Bikur Cholim to make sure to look after himself. And he says, Chas v'sholem, a person should never be mezalzel in this mitzvah, it's no less than any other mitzvah, he's very marich about it. So there's a person, it's also a mitzvah, it's besides the shvat nafshiseichem. There's a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, a person is not well, he has to look after, he's a chole as well. The place that we learn Bikur Cholim for is from Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayei Ve'el Lo Vashem. And Chazal say it's Bikur Cholim. And it's interesting because the main raya that it's Bikur Cholim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything there. Vayei Ve'el Lo Vashem Ve'elein Ma'amei. And then afterwards, it doesn't say that Hashem did anything for him, and he doesn't say that he gave him anything or even spoke to him. Again, this is an important point. Sometimes a Bikur Cholim, a person is always looking to do more. What else can be done? We see that the etzem mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is the actual visit itself. Hashem visited him, and that's it. Sometimes the visit itself is a chashivus. Even if nothing more can be done, just the visit itself has a tremendous chashivus. I want to say a few halachas, which we haven't mentioned yet. Some that was over the Akdobah, but there's a special halacha that when a person comes to visit, a person who's not well, that he mustn't sit higher than the bed. And in fact, not only mustn't sit higher than the bed, he has to sit with the covered state. Because the Shechina is Ma'amar Shusov Shal Chayla. The Shechina is always sitting there by the. The Gemara brings it. Hashem is Sodeidu Aleros Tavoy. That Hashem looks after Chayla and he's there. So the person has to be aware that he's in the presence of the Shechina. And if for the certain unhuggers how a person should behave, he has to be aware that he's coming to visit. The Medrash brings us a raya that Yaakov was mishtach to Rosh HaMitzvah, was the Shechina which was the Rosh HaMitzvah. So the Sitta Aloch is not to sit higher. Some say one shouldn't sit at all. The Chatchila, one should stand. And one should also behave with Derech Kavod, the Mechaber says. Another interesting Aloch is if a person unfortunately can only do one, Nechma Avelim or Bikur Cholim, a person should do Nechma Avelim, the Mechaber says. Because Nechma Avelim is Lechaim Bela Meisim. And Bikur Cholim is only L'chaim. But the Taz says in Tesan Tazach, that if a person, that's talking about if a person can only do one. That means if a person, let's say, is going to have to travel in one direction for Nechum Avelim, another direction for Bikur Cholim, and he can't do both, then Nechum Avelim comes first, because that's for both alive and the dead. But he says if a person can do both, he should make sure to do Bikur Cholim first. Because Bikur Cholim can help a person heal, and therefore there's more of an urgency. So if a person's got time to do both, it's a question of which one to do first. Bikur Cholim comes first because the earlier, the quicker one does it, it can help the person who's not well, make him feel better. There's one of the obvious shyness that comes up, is that sometimes a person goes into hospital to visit one person, and then he ends up seeing another person who thinks that he came for him. Sometimes it happens by kiddushim, sometimes he can go somewhere. It can happen different times, a person visits somebody, and he didn't realize, he did it by mistake, so to speak. And the shy is, what should the person do? It's like, more on chulin b'emus. But I can't go into it now, but the main nekuda is that the person is not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to say to somebody, I came to visit you, if you never did. If a person mistakenly thought that you have visited him, and you have not, you're not mechuv to correct him. That means if a person comes in and says, so nice of you to visit me, and you're not allowed to confirm it, You can say the Lashon HaGemara, you can say something, you're kind of person where it's obvious that I should visit, or something like that, where you're not confirming it, but you're admitting that this is a kind of situation which is correct. Well, it's not allowed to lie and say, I've come to visit you when you haven't. Okay. We should all be zeicher that the only mitzvah of Bikur Cholim should be to visit Yildiz, etc. And we shouldn't be a mitzvah, which we should build our lochas without being Nagia Lemaisa. If you don't mind, I'd like to speak a few minutes about, I've always hoped to speak about Shir HaShirim. And there's two very beautiful psukim. If every time we do two psukim, then about 20 years we'll finish. But it's a very, very powerful psukim. It's very geschmack to see them. Pasuk says like this: Shchiyu ani v'nova b'noisi v'shaloyim kol ekeido kivio yishleimo. I just read the psukim first. Al tivuni yishanich ha'achayor shizufas li ha'shomesh b'deimi nicha uvi samuni neteres ha'kvamim kami shili v'netorti. These psukim are unbelievably powerful psukim. Chali Solo speaking. And Chali Solo speaking to the goyim, and they're saying to the goyim, don't think, don't be mezalzel in us. I just now translate. Shchiyu ani, we are black, benova, but we're beautiful, benoisu shalom, that's the nations of the world. Kaole kedah, we look like the Bedouin tents. If you ever eat a Bedouin tent, I've not actually been, but I've heard. It smells of sweat and it's dirty, filth. They've been for months and years out in the deserts where it's all the filth is there. They live with the sheep and whatnot. Kole Kedah, we're like the tents of the Bedouins. Kivio is Shlomo, but we're also like the tents of Shlomo HaMelech. That's the tents of the Beis HaMikdash. Or alternatively, it's referring to the tents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo is Hashem, like the sky, which is the tent which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up. Al tivuni shanish chachos, don't look down upon me that I'm black. She's a fastly ashamesh. It's only because the sun has blackened me. But the imi nicha uvi, the people, other nations have made Hashem annoyed with me. So muni neteres akvabim, they made me look after the vineyards. Kami shalila in authority, but I was never able to look after my own vineyard. One nice thing that Hashem is how everything is a hemshech from the thing before. The pasuk before, Christ described how great they are. That moshchedi acharecha the rutzo. The Nachshbaruch Hu just calls out to them, they straightway run after Hashem. That's the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nechtich Achar Midbar. And then Klal Yisrael say to the Goyim, don't look down upon me that we look bad. One of the fundamental questions, which sometimes the Goyim have, sometimes the non-Fum, the people not Fum, and sometimes even the Fum people themselves have the question, is that when we talk in Shir HaShirim about the greatness of Klal Yisrael and how special they are, then they come up with questions, and sometimes we look around Klal Yisrael and we see what looks like terrible dirt, either from people caught to doing bad, terrible things, or there are certain avevas which come out most of the tzibur caught up smaller things. And what happens is a person can sometimes lose appreciation for the tremendous beauty of Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael talk about Moshchini Acharecha Dovutza, how great the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is, sometimes they go, what do you mean you're so great? You look all dirty and all black. And over here, Klal Yisrael replied that it's a mistake to look at us like that. And if you bring the ayin in the psukim, they really give four different answers, each one on a higher level. I thought I'd have more time. The first thing they say is, Shchir Ani, we're black. Venova, but we're also beautiful. And as the Medrash explains, we're black during the week, we're beautiful on Shabbos, we're black during the year, beautiful in Yom Kippur, black with the Ma'aser Egel, but beautiful through Ma'aser Nishma. That means Klal Yisrael have many different parts. A person can choose to focus on things that we do wrong, perhaps coming late to Shachris, etc. Another thing, you can focus on what we do good. On a freezing cold day, everybody goes to Shul. Shchir Ani v'nova, we're black, but we're also beautiful. And you, the Goyim, or you, the nations who don't like us, or even the Fum people themselves who look down upon themselves and they shouldn't. Shchir Ani v'nova, there's black, there's also beautiful. That's the lowest level of, so to speak, of explanation of our blackness. Shchir over here means black, means ugly, means evil. Then we carry on. Kole kedo kivir shleimo. Vashti explains, we like the Bedouin tents, but they can be cleaned like the tents of the Mishkan. Meaning that many times we see a Yid doing Averus, but they do tshuva easily. That's the many stories of, you have the Pintele Yid, where you see a Yid who many years did Averus, and suddenly he comes to a situation and suddenly he does tshuva. Ka'ole Kedah, we look like the Bedouin tents. The Kivir Shlomo, we have the potential to be cleaned and to be washed like the tents of the Mishkan. That's the second level. Not only are we black and we've also got good parts, but even the bits that are black are easily cleaned, because a Yid is easily done tshuva. A goy doesn't do tshuva so quickly. A Yid is very, very close to tshuva. First thing is a rosh his entire life. If he said, I'm not sure he's tzaddik, he's a kaddish and isha, we're chishish and a kiddushin, because by a Yid, is every moment the potential to do tshuva. And many times we see such stories about people easily doing tshuva. And then we carry on. It's not an inner blackness. It's just a blackness from the sun. Sometimes a person goes outside, you get sunburned. You say, oh, it looks ugly. No. It's just a temporary thing that had been influenced by external circumstances. There are things that we do wrong. I remember Brother Ryan once said, I thought it was a very nice line. He said, in the Middle Ages, the goyim never allowed any yid to have a normal job. He weren't allowed to be a doctor, he weren't allowed to own property, he weren't allowed to have a shop. So one of the few things that they used to do was lend with interest. And then what did the goyim used to say? All yid and all they ever do is lend with interest. They're not productive. It's external circumstances. Sometimes external circumstances like the golos, the ashpoz of the goyim, they can do things which eventually make us look dirty. But it's just like the suntan, where it's not an etzem dirt. And that's the truth about Kleistel. Kleistel, the etzem of beautiful, they get dirty from the goyim, from the influences of others. And finally we say, b'nei'im minicha uvi, you the goyim would want to force me into it. It's even more than just external circumstances. You the goyim look down upon us. It's you yourself, samuni noteres akvamim. You made me look after your vineyards. Kam mishalilo in atolti. I wasn't able to look after my own vineyards. These are murdeke machshavas, unfortunately, speaking about the b'kitzim. The koyach of Klal Yisrael. I just want to say a story from Manach Tala. I got a chizuk from it. There was once a non-Fumyid who had a tattoo. And it wasn't just Tama tattoo. It was the most pretty tattoo you could imagine. And not just anywhere, he put it on the intimate part of his body. And then he became from. So generally, it didn't matter so much, because walking the street, nobody can see. But mikveh was a big problem. So most of the year, one doesn't have to go to mikveh, or it depends which bidig one has. The Erev Yom Kippur, what can one do? No Erev Yom Kippur is halacha. So what he did was, he took a towel, and he walked right up to the steps of the mikveh, jumped in, came out, and put the towel straight back on. But he had one Erev Yom Kippur, it's packed there, noisy, and as he comes out, he slips, and the towel drops. And in a second, the room gets still silent, and he's embarrassed, shen kamoy. And the Yid goes up to him, who has tattooed on his arm the numbers which the Nazis in Yimach Shemam had put on. And he walked up to him and he said to him, you see the Goyim have had such terrible influence on us. What have they done to us in Golos? Not only they've tried to enslave us, but they've even imprinted their influence on our actual bodies, you and me. This is not us, this is what the Goyim have influenced and imprinted on our bodies. And the gadlus of Klal Yisrael is that nevertheless we are both carrying on. It's a very good machshava. It's sad that the sefer by Rav Chaim Oshi Lifter. It's called Shalas Tshuvas Mamakim. I want to say b'kitzah. I found it fascinating. I managed to do it. I was looking for something else. Shalas Tshuvas Mamakim is the shalas that he had in the Holocaust. And the chiluk hey there, it's got very interesting to tshuva. I managed to b'kitzah say it. Is that what happened was, there was a Yid who was Moshe Nefesh to put on tefillin. And then one day, when Nazi Machshamoy met, saw him and beat him. And then to stop him from ever doing it again, he, with a fire, he put into his hand, where he put it on the arm, on the biceps actually, he put a cross, big cross. And he wrote him after the war that he can't put on tefillin in shul. He finds it very hard to put on tefillin in shul. He wanted to put a bandage on his arm and then to put the tefillin on top of a bandage. It was a problem with chatzitza. It's a long tshuva. He says he should put tefillin on at home and walk to shul. Alternatively, he said the shas at chak, he gives him a heter for a bandage. You have to look, it's quite complicated. Anyway, he writes himself that this tattoo shouldn't be looked down upon in disdain. Faket, he should get covered from it. But this Yid couldn't cope with it. But it's all part of this Bnei'imi, which is a fascinating Hashemesh, they themselves influenced. The Medrash says, again, just to give you an idea of the power of these Pesukim, the Murdeke Ahavot that we should feel from these Pesukim. It first gets shaken for such a thing. The Medrash says a story, Medrash Rabbah, not some Medrash, Medrash Rabbah Shir Hashim, that there was once a maidservant, and she said to her friend, today the king is going to marry me. So, oh yes, why? So I saw the queen coming home, and she had chapped hands. No king was going to ever want a queen that has chapped hands, so he's going to marry me instead. So her friend mocks her, and she says to her, what are you thinking? You are ugly from top to toe, and you've got no yichus, you come from a lowly family, and there's nothing good about you, and you've always been dirty, and etc. And the queen, who the king always loved and always has been very devoted to, and she comes from a family of royalty, and just because her hands are a bit chapped, you think the king's going to discard her for you. And says the Medrash the same thing, actually, that Klal Yisrael say to the girl. You think that it's a Mordechai and Machshav, a Shechir Adi Ivanov, who were black, who were very, very beautiful. I just finish off with one short story, a famous story, that there was once a Yid, a Yiddish family in America, that they weren't willing to be Mechal Shabbos, so every week the father would lose his job, and they had nowhere to live. So eventually some they had Rachbonus on them and let them live in a coal cellar. So what happened was they had nowhere to live, so they lived in a coal cellar. They became black from all the coals, from all the ashes of the coal. And they were playing outside, and one day a Yid, who was Mechal Shabbos, walked past and he saw children completely black speaking Yiddish. He was very surprised. How did these Schwarze children speak Yiddish? So he knocks on the door to ask, and the mother explains the whole story. When he hears what's happening, he gets so upset. He takes out a lot of money from his pocket and he says, "Here, let me give it to you." So she says to him, "Are you Mechal Shabbos?" So he says, "Yes." So that's the case. We're wasting the effort not to be Mechal Shabbos. This is why we're living here. We don't want your money. So what happened was, he came home and told his wife the story, and she said to him, "You always promised that when you become wealthy, you'll stop being Mechal Shabbos. And here you become very wealthy, and you still be Mechal Shabbos." So he was mekabel upon himself to stop being Mechal Shabbos, and then he came back and he looked after his family. So it's a nice dugma of Shechir Adi. We may look black externally, but in novel there's a tremendous beauty in Klal Yisrael. And it's also the example of Kolei Kedo Kiryei Shleimo. We look like the Bedouin tents, sometimes Mechal Shabbos, but Kiryei Shleimo we easily changed. We should all be zeicher to have that hargosha of tremendous love for every Yid, and to notice only what's good, and to realize that even when we see something bad, it's always easily changed. It's only external from the going, and we should be margish to have that Shvor for us to Klal Yisrael.